You heard this yet? Turn off on him, Justin. Summer vibes, bitch. Broke Boys Podcast. Hey. They played this in Vegas. You probably don't remember. Play for the Mets. This might be the real song this summer. Broke Boys. Hey, guys.
That's good.
What up?
What's up, pal?
This is the Broke Boys Podcast. We're coming to you live from the trap. In front of me, I got Justin Time, as always. Say something, Justin Time.
Something, don't Justin talk. Time.
And today we got an illustrious guest.
What kind?
Illustrious.
Okay.
First timer to the podcast game. He's super nervous. Don't know why. He's just hanging out with friends. And we got Jacob Bell here in the building. Make some noise for Jacob Bell.
Let's go.
Hey.
Who won?
No. Oh, sorry. I like that. That was strong.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's going on, dog? What's
you
up?
Doing something tonight, Jake?
First off.
I don't think so.
Let's, not now. Round of applause for Jake Bell. Jake Bell is,
1-1 in fights.
1-1 in fights. let's say that. 1-1 in fights. But Jake Bell just proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh, and the thing Alex ruined.
And, oh, yeah. And she said yes.
All right.
Technically, she said yes. She didn't say yes
she
on video.
She didn't really say anything.
Yeah. But she didn't say yes on video. She said yes the next morning.
But she said yes.
Yeah.
So, round of applause for Jake Bell.
Appreciate it.
I wouldn't do it, but, you know.
He's congrats. On all highs. Actually, he's on all highs right now. His girlfriend said yes, so he's getting married. He brought over his bomb tequila. And he won a fight. So.
And it's his birthday.
And, not to mention, it's my motherfucking dog's birthday. My Nilla's birthday.
Let's go, 28.
28.
The big 28, man. Faint eight, Ocho.
Close enough. Close enough. I guess because we're drinking tequila, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So, damn, I got a lot to ask you. Should we start with the fight? I want to know what happened with the fight.
Yeah.
So, the fight.
Brotherly love, by the way. Yeah. So it's not even that serious.
It was just my brother.
Jake just beat up his brother. He's four.
His brother's 4 years old.
Yeah, it was a hard fight. But I was going there to get a package that Kelsey's
drugs.
No, yeah, drugs. Obviously, anal beads. I don't know. Whatever it was being delivered there, and I was going to pick it up. Like
where?
His fiance, my brother's house.
Okay, why was it going there?
Because it's for...
Your younger Ross. Brother, right?
No, my older brother.
Oh, okay. So you fought your older brother?
Yeah.
Whoa, I thought it was your younger one.
No, my little brother would beat my ass. My older brother, I knew that I had that one. That's the only reason...
Have I ever met your older brother?
He was at the engagement party.
I don't think...
He done talk. He's like, probably hat on, like, kind of redneck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. He talked to me.
No. I don't think that. But he's weird. Like, we're all different.
Right.
My little brother is, like, totally different than...
My older brother's all... racist, you know.
Yeah.
My younger brother's gangster. Older brother's racist.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. All love here, baby. But I went there to look for this package, and he was drinking today and passed out. And wasn't answering his fiance's text.
Already?
Yes.
It's early.
Like, yeah. Hey, it'd be like that some days.
Yeah, no doubt.
It'd be like that.
It's one of those days.
Are we
he
really
just has them a lot more than those people. But he thought that I was going there to like...
Scold him?
Snitch on him.
Oh.
So he like immediately is defensive. So he's arguing with me. I'm like, what? I'm like, you're mad at me because you got drunk today, passed out, and you're not answering your fiance's calls and texts. Like, what? So I'm trying to be reasonable. I go out the garage door, and he's like all the way on the other side, back door. And I'm like, we're yelling. I leave. And I'm like, he's going to walk out the back door and try to like come around. Like,
time to flank your ass.
Sure enough, I walk out. I look left, and he's like, barrel.
Whoa,
head.
Have you Have you guys fought before?
No, I mean, kind of, like, drunk, like.
I feel like you fought, if I had a brother, we'd fight often.
Yeah, I mean, it was like.
I mean, I fight my friends, so.
Yeah, yeah, true. But I don't, but you do.
Yeah, you're a nice guy. So your brother's running at you full swing. What's going through your mind now?
Well, I'm like, all right, man, this is my fight number two. This is my second fight ever. So how do I, like, use my hands? Like, I was, like, preparing. I couldn't watch a YouTube video in this time because he was really coming at me. And then he just came, and I just grabbed him up, and I just took him down. And I was on top, and I'm like, he's holding my shirt. So then I was like, dude, I got to punch him in
his face. It's so funny because this is, a, like,
get him off of me.
This is, like, what, 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, this is, like, that's why I'm late. Because it was, like.
Yeah, Jake put it in, I was like, where are you at? And he's, like, I'm sorry I had to beat up my older brother. I'm like, what?
And it's, like, that's unrealistic because I've never.
How did it stop?
Oh, I just was, like, sitting there, and then finally he wouldn't let go of my shirt, so I just choked him. I was like, I don't know. I'm not going to hit you in your face. He still passed out. But his shoulder, his elbow got me in my eye. Oh. I got a little. So I'm like bleeding out my eye, and I look like I got beat up. So maybe I'm 0-2. I don't know.
Damn. So what do you do? After you let him up, what did you do? Like, just storm
out? No, he like slapped my butt and walked inside.
Your adrenaline was pumping?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, man, I don't know what to do.
Okay, hold. Rewind. After you guys choked him out, you're bleeding. He's getting up.
Yeah.
He slaps your butt and
just turns around and walks day.
In time. We got to tag your brother. We got to tag because we got to keep an eye on that guy.
Yeah. But see, like, I mean, obviously we know how I get when I'm drunk. Like, I'm a wild card.
Right.
For sure. But he's a.
He's not violent.
Yeah. Well, he's a wild that card one thing with the pillow. Yeah, I mean. I
the pillow thing.
It was one time. She was really asking for it.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, I mean,
we're not gonna put any context to the pillow thing. That's gonna be the best part.
He gets a little aggressive kids. And angry, and like, I will, but I, you'll never see me trying to fight really.
Right, I've never seen.
Yeah, it'll more so be. But if it was like you guys,
you joke around.
Yeah,
what were you yelling at each other? Fuck you.
Yeah, just the basic.
Right, right, right. I love you.
Yeah, I told. I'm like, I think what really pissed him off is I made comparisons to my dad.
Oh damn.
I was like, all right, you're just like your father or something like that. And that's when like he took off out the back door.
So I knew
it was coming.
Military mind state.
Because his was like, you know, my dad is an alcoholic, so like I was comparing him to that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's 3 p.m. and you're waking up from being passed out. What? How does that work?
Yeah. That means so he started.
That really when he
by himself
noon,
though.
Before noon.
By himself, like
before noon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was passed out.
And he wasn't answering phone calls.
Yeah.
Unless he just went hammer time, power hour.
Yeah, we all knew, but I didn't tell anybody.
Does he have friends and stuff to hang out with that don't do that?
That don't do that? Yeah. His best friend is my cousin's fiance that she's getting married to.
Right. Speaking of fiance, how did you know that Kelsey, I'm doing this?
I'm all for it.
How did you know? No, but how did you, like, what was the moment where you're like, I'm gonna marry her? Like, this is it.
As soon as I got my nose broken.
Jesus Christ.
That was for real?
No. Hell no. I mean, honestly.
Gradual?
Me and her just started as friends, and we used to be like, I love you, as a friend. So then, like, once we start, we all know how, like, our relationship went. Like, we just all of a sudden were like, oh shit, maybe it's feelings. Like
I remember being in for my birthday, like I had a couple of my friends, we went to San Diego, and I remember talking to her about you, and because she was, you know, that's when she was in her little stage, steeper stage. And we were like, somehow you came up and she was like, I'd give Jake Bell a chance. And we were like, rolled our eyes. She's like, no, seriously, Jake Bell tried, I'd give him a chance. And we're like, all right, remember that when we got back. So it's just funny how like the puzzle pieces came together.
Yeah, someone told me about that too. So I like tried even harder because I was like, obviously, like I had, you know, I had those feelings, but I didn't know how to go about it because she was just my friend. Mm-hmm. But like I was like, well, I want to be more than friends. So
I've never just been like a friend with a girl. I don't think.
I have friend girlfriend. I know friends.
I wish I did. I just don't really.
It's
complicated.
It's complicated for sure. Because what happens is
you want to fuck them.
Not necessarily. No, I don't. I wouldn't say that. I just think that.
I mean, I did. Yeah. In that point, I did. Yeah, I have obviously. Friends that are girls that I wouldn't want.
Right,
to.
Right, right. True. No, I got. No, I take that back. Okay. I have friends that are girls.
I was gonna say I have friends that are girls. I don't
yeah,
know
you gotta have.
But no one I would just like hang out with. Like I don't want just. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm very strange. Sometimes I question myself. I'm like, what am I really doing? But it's just. It's not like I went out to have a great friend that's a girl. It's just like through the years of me like, right. So like it started off like her messing with my homeboy, so us always being together. And then from that, like, and they did that for so long. Like that, I'm describing, say, me and Bridget's friendship. It's like she messed with Barry, who was like my best friend for so long. It's like, it'd be times where we're always hanging out, you know yeah. what I mean? And she was cool with my ex, so I would confide in her whenever I had a problem. She was like the middle person, you know?
She punched me in the face one time.
She did punch in the face. I remember that. She hit you twice. Crazy. Before she even really knew you, too.
Crazy.
I remember one time we were having a party, and I remember y'all were just rapping or whatever, messing around, and she fucking hit you, and you're like, party over, everybody, get the fuck out of my house.
Oh, yeah. Was that like, oh, yeah, she did hit me two different times.
Yeah, she's a strange friend.
I was so mad. You were so
mad. Was it in the face?
Yeah.
Because in the face, like, that's where you get.
Yeah.
Especially Justin.
You feel aggressed, like you gotta go
it's
back.
It's different, yeah. I was so mad.
The hardest, out of all the fights I've ever been in, the hardest I've ever been hit in the face was by a girl.
Lainey?
She's up there.
Listen, if Lainey, look, I'm not about fighting girls, but if I fought Lainey, I'd have to square up. Like fight her like a man.
So I've been hit in the face by Lainey twice. And the first time, so one time was very warranted, the second time, it's all her emotions. So the first time we had broken up, and I showed up to, it was a while ago. So remember when people used to go to Glory Days on like Wednesdays, Wayne mm-hmm. or whatever? So she was there and I showed up with a girl that I had been starting to mess with. So she like saw or whatever. And she was, like, mugging the girl, like, giving her a hard time, like, bumped into her, just, like, crazy ass shit. So I ended up, like, going outside to talk to her, and she was, like, saying this, that, and the third. And then she brought up the boy that she was, like, messing around with at the time. She's like, how would you like, she's like, all right, bet, I'm gonna start bringing up and showing up with this dude everywhere I go. And how would you like it then? And I was like, all right, that's fine. And I'll start bringing all the 20-something girls out. I said some crazy girl. I said some number, like, I was some 20-something girls that I fucked. She just, wow, hit me right in the face. And she hit me so hard that I, like, turned and, like, cocked my fist. Like, I'm, like, counter-punching this bitch. And, like, I went to, like, I swung and I just hit my hand. I was like, and I just, like, walked to Marshall's. I was like, I gotta get a fleece. Like, I just walked away. And the second time, I was, same thing. I pulled up to Darren Costa's party, and I had somebody in the car. I shouldn't have in the car. And she was, like, smiling at me. She was smiling at me. And she's like, all right, we're done. And I was like, oh, she's all right. She's fine. I was very naive. I was like, oh, she's cool. She, well, by God, she hit me in the face. And I was like, damn.
She didn't know that was coming.
I thought it was cool. She smiled. Girl smiles are deceptive. But,
yeah, I feel like you shouldn't have trusted that.
Nah. I've been in the face plenty of times by girls. One time, someone hit me in the face in the city and went to, and like, I had my keys in my hand and she, like, was pushing me and, like, was pushing me down the street and I dropped my keys and she picked them up and she went to throw them down the gutter. But girls are so unathletic, it missed the gutter. Imagine if she would throw my keys down. It was like Irish Stroll. So there's people everywhere. There's people everywhere. And then some big Jack, because she's, like, pushing me, so I'm, like, trying to keep her away from me. And this big Jack, yo, came up to me and said, no, better put your hands on a girl. I was like, nigga, fuck you, mind your business. He was like big yoked, like, and I was like, you know what? Let me get away from you and apologize to this big dude. Like, yeah. But anyway, you and Kelsey's love, right? Is that how we talked about?
That's how we got talking. I don't think she's hit me. She spit in my face. I found that out.
You said I found that out?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Kinda. I was like Julio, but like 10, like, don't remember anything.
Yeah, Jake's alter ego is Julio.
Yeah, everyone has an alter ego. We're like D12.
Yeah. So then I found out the next day, and she's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, wow. She's like, I think I spit in your face. I'm like, you think?
Were we fucking?
Did you spit in my face, or did you not spit in my face?
You spit in my face for fucking her twice, like Shane said.
So I was there for it, right? It was at my scrap house.
You can't do that, by the way.
Right, but she like there. It was, and it was so unwarranted. It was so unwarranted. So he's talking to somebody. This is why I didn't see the spit, but this is what I heard happen. So, because I just saw the ruckus after it. So he's talking to somebody, and I guess Kelsey didn't like who he was talking to. So she just walks up to him and is like, "You're a fake piece of shit." And there's a dude spit in his face. And everybody just stood like,
and I was like, what the fuck just happened?
But I think that after it happened, he got mad. But then there was another argument going over because the guy was like, "Hey, man, what the fuck's your problem?" And then then Kelsey's homegirl was like, mind your business or whatever. So they start arguing. So then Jake like forgot all about the spit. And was like, "Hey, what's going on? Why are you guys fighting? No, like, it's not a big deal."
What?
It's so.
I mean, because you would think that you'd be mad, right?
I think I would remember that. So yeah.
I think we're not painting Kelsey in a good light right now.
I deserve the spit. No, I didn't. But fuck you. But I mean, there's been plenty of time. I mean, you think about
is that
all
the moment you're like, oh, this drunk. Is my.
That's when I was
I
like,
want this girl to be my wife.
Nah, I already had the ring at that point. I was thinking about taking it back.
Yeah, that takes you back.
How long do you think you'll be married?
at least I'd give it a good 23 years.
Wow, man, that's a good number.
Thanks.
That's a good number.
Big 23 guy.
Yeah, you probably start hating each other after about 6, though.
6 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good run. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to divorce a lot of times. Nah,
I think it'd be a little longer than that. I think they'll be out of their 30s. 30s is
fun. Well, I just turned 28, so.
That's what I'm saying. You'll make it out of your 30s.
Oh, that's good.
And then you'll.
That's good news, because we're spending a lot of money, so.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so crazy to me how expensive weddings are.
That's why I'll never bitch if I'm not invited, and I'll never bitch about where it is or what the food's like,
no,
or nothing like that.
No way.
Unless and I'm
that, okay, so it's so bizarre to me, like, why? Okay, so this is my wedding day, right? Why am I giving all of you food?
It's not.
Like, eat your own fucking food. Like, why am I providing? I'm buying all y'all dinner.
Well, the wedding's not for you. It's for the girl.
Okay, well, why is she buying? It's just dumb.
Because it's part of her. It's a part of her dream to host that, and everyone have a good time. It's literally what they've been thinking about since they were 4.
Since them Disney movies.
Yeah. Since his Disney movies, they've been wanting to get married.
Would be
guess what we were doing? We're
dad food. Paid for the wedding because it's all about her.
Yeah,
I'm just along for the ride. Like, I obviously will give my opinion. But at the end of the day, we're going to do what she wants.
Weddings aren't for us.
And also, you don't.
Weddings aren't our big day.
If I made it about me, I probably wouldn't even.
That's why we're in regular ass tux and they're in some extravagant princess.
They're fun though. I mean, we've all been to our friends.
No, they're not about the groom. They're about me.
Yeah.
They're about me because I'm getting drunk. I'm getting food.
Yeah.
I'm getting a hotel.
I'm going to invite everybody to my wedding and just no show.
Yeah, you're getting party.
I could see me doing that.
Bottomless.
I didn't show up to a friend's wedding before who ended bad, but
yeah, but you had a good reason, right?
Yeah, Nashville.
Have you never listened to this?
Nashville.
Okay, I gotta be honest. Did you really forget?
I swear to God. So here's the thing. This is why I want.
It's so hard for me to believe that. Like, I want to believe that you forget. I really do. I know. But at the same time,
I'm dead honest, and I'll tell you exactly why.
So,
I forgot.
To give context to this conversation. Jake had a really, really, really good friend. I mean, one of his best friends.
He went to his bachelor party.
They're great, great friends. And the wedding day comes, so Jake's buddy hits him up. Because Jake's you're in the wedding?
He did just a reception. He didn't do the ceremony with everybody. So he didn't have people in the wedding. But if he did have a wedding party, I would probably be in it. That's why I went to a bachelor party.
Right.
But he didn't have people in his wedding party. He got married and then went to a reception where everyone was.
Okay, so Jake, Jake had a table, you know what I mean? Pretty big part, pretty big, important part to his friend. I don't know what I just said. Basically, Jake was supposed to go to a wedding. His friend is literally coming on his way to pick him up, and Jake's on his way to Nashville for the Ravens game. Was it a Ravens game?
Yeah.
For the Ravens game.
Oh,
we were like an hour away from Nashville, and my best friend texted me and was like, "Hey."
So did you think it was the next weekend?
No, I honestly didn't even think about his wedding. And well, let me tell you why. But I'm saying, like, I wasn't even like, oh, it's next weekend, we're good. I didn't have his wedding on my mind at all. And that's why our save the dates are going to be magnetic for the fridge. And this is why we're doing this.
I get it.
It was his fault.
Yeah,
I would have put it on
my fridge. I'm surprised anyone went.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Right.
You guys don't get it. But I got to save the date and like the invitation because he was doing just a reception thing. It was kind of all together, and it was paper, and it said log in and RSVP. As soon as I got it, I RSVP yes. Never saw that paper again.
Yeah.
So not never in my head was I looking like.
You got a calendar app?
I mean, yeah, I fucked up. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, okay. As long as you fucked up.
Yeah.
As long as you admit
this. I did that. Like, I should have done more. But I didn't, and so it was not on my mind. I honestly didn't even know the month he was getting married. I just didn't. I was, like, focused on going to the Ravens game with Ryan. And that was it.
Oh, it was his birthday.
Yeah. And Ryan said, like, he told me. After this all happened, because I'm like, I got to text him. I got to tell him I'm not going to be there.
So it's Ryan's fault?
For my plate. It should be.
I could see it being Ryan's fault.
I think it is Ryan's fault.
It should be. But Ryan said I told him.
Oh, yeah.
I told him I couldn't go.
While I was shouting out Ryan, he just had really something really big happen in his career. He got the general manager job at 7-Eleven. So clap it up for Ryan. General manager at 7-Eleven.
That's dope.
I remember coming to see him the first day at work, and he was sweeping.
And you remember how happy he was?
He was happy, but he's also like, I don't know if this is a ceiling. I was like, bro, don't think of it like that.
There's lots of room.
Just come to work every day, do your job, and you'll see where it takes you. Now he's general manager. I'm proud of him, honestly.
Proud of him, too. He's come a long way.
It's pretty good.
Back to Ryan telling you not to go that way.
Ryan said that I told him, like, a weekend before, or like 2 weeks before, because we drove. We didn't even book like a plane ticket or nothing. We just were like, all right, let's do it. Let's go. And it was kind of last minute. But he told me that I told him I couldn't go because I had Rhett's wedding. And I don't remember this conversation, but I mean, I trust him a lot more than me because I was probably like blacked out.
Your friend's name is Rhett?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know any of it.
Yeah. It's Albert. And he goes, we just call him Rhett.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
What?
Like, I wish you wouldn't even explain that. Did you, in order to help?
Okay, are you fucking with me?
I meant to say...
You don't even know his name? You should have went to the wedding. You're absolutely right.
No, I do know. It's Albert Ratowski.
There you go.
Yeah, I got the names confused.
His middle name's Mo. We call him Red.
Yeah.
That's as bad as Richard's being called.
Honestly,
Dicks.
I kind of like
I'd be so mad if my name was Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck invented that?
Yeah.
Who decided that Richard? That just means dick?
Somebody named Richard was just a dick. And someone's like, you know what we're going to call you?
Yeah.
Like, dick. Because it's shorter than Richard. And the guy was just like, all right.
It makes sense.
I get it.
What the fuck? It doesn't make no sense. Did you guys see Toy Story 4 got like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone posted that. I saw it.
Yeah, Ryan did.
Tweeter.
He was on his lunch break. Needed the keto. that's crazy. So, Kelsey, you love her?
I do. Yeah, we keep going with it.
Kelsey sucks. Thank God. No, thank God she found you. You know, because... She was spiraling out of control. She was into drugs.
She was getting pretty bad.
Doing crystal meth.
She'd be up for days.
And I remember sitting her down and saying, "You can't continue to live your life."
It
like
was an
this.
Intervention.
Yeah. She would have died.
Yeah, and she told me that when she saw you, she saw a heavenly glow, and then from there she realized she was going to put the drugs down and fully commit to you.
Awesome.
So thank you for saving Kelsey's life.
It's pretty impressive
because I know 100% she's going to listen.
I feel
to
like
this.
She did that for me too.
Put the drugs down?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. She's still picking them up?
She got me away from that stuff, too.
Oh,
I barely drink
I'm going to throw the fuck up.
Yeah, I barely drink.
Are you talking about crystal meth?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you barely drink now, so she saved you.
Yeah, she saved me.
She helped you become sober. So you guys you guys are both each other's crutches, so if anything ever went wrong,
it'll be
spiral.
Bad.
Yeah.
God, 12 years.
Is that the limit now?
Yeah, you're 28, right?
Yeah,
40. 40 is a wrap. There's no shot.
I feel like he's being awfully generous, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna place any bets. Just cause I don't have a lot of money.
I'm going 23.
So what's up? What's on the docket, Jesse?
Let's see, buddy.
I know you got some shit on there.
Did you see that guy light himself on fire in the White House lawn?
Okay, so
did you see that?
Okay, so
what in the fuck?
I don't understand what he was trying to do. Obviously, he's dead now. He didn't live through his injuries.
So it's funny. He was fully engulfed in flames.
Right. But, like, what was his... He didn't even give him a chance to say what
the his manifesto. Purpose was. Like, he had a USA shirt on. Did you see that? It said USA on it.
Is that what it... Is that...
Yeah, but...
Was he protesting?
That's what I'm saying. I wish there was...
I mean, you would think it was a protest.
And you would think that he would have let it be known. So, I don't know if he'd let it be known and they're not saying nothing about what it's about.
Dude, that's a dick. That is a dick move. This guy just burned himself for no reason.
Set himself on fire. Burned himself alive. That's crazy. If the I video outside, is funny. It's like 98.
The video is not funny because there's dead. There's not that guy's not dead. But the video, the guy's like recording. He's like, oh, this isn't a prank. This guy is really on fire.
Yeah, his friend's like,
this is not a stunt.
Yeah, it's a stunt.
But he wasn't even like, it looked like a stunt. Like, he was just walking.
That's why I thought he had some type of protective suit on, because he was just walking. Because he's walking. You ever see the monks used to do it? The monks used to sit and set themselves on fire in protest of the war, the Vietnam War.
And die?
Yeah. Just sit meditating, still as a motherfucker, dude, on fire. Those badass pictures of it.
Badass.
But see, like this.
It's badass, dude. Imagine caring about something so much, you set yourself on fire.
Well, this guy did it. I've done it.
He didn't leave any notes or anything.
I just lied. I never.
I feel like he had to have left a note. They're covering it up, man. It's a conspiracy.
So where would the note have been? Just at his house?
Because
he can't leave it on himself. He couldn't have a tattoo.
Well, this guy is not the smartest. I feel like he did do that. Maybe
he's done a speech or something prior.
What was he gonna say?
I don't know what his cause was.
Did he
pineapple goes on pizza?
What if instead of a mic drop, it was a match drop? Like, he got done his speech and just dropped a match. And
I mean, he had to use some type of accelerant because he went up.
Yeah, you know what they should have? I would have did.
Tell me.
Put on Lloyd Banks. Oh, fire up in here. It's burning hot. Right before I light myself on fire, the beat's got to drop. Neow, 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 neow. Boom, pew.
Did you see the cop's ghost rod, though? He, like, let go of the bike, and it just ghost rid.
For real?
Yeah. That was pretty impressive.
I mean, he was... Setting yourself on fire is pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, you got real...
Like, so I got imagine, demons, that guy got, I don't know what he has. He's got way worse than that.
Did you see that fucking Dobby the Elf video?
Yes.
Dude, that's the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
What is?
You didn't see it?
Dobby the Elf? No, I keep seeing everybody talk about it.
Bro.
Yeah, it was trending because some weird thing.
Dude, look at this. This lady caught this on her camera.
New York City. DC.
What's that weird thing?
Okay, so that's fake.
Okay.
I did see that.
What the fuck?
Well, what is that? If anybody doesn't know, there's a video of an alien-like creature crawling through someone.
But it's walking. Like, it's by
Okay, but what is Dobby? Is that from
Dobby
Harry
from
Potter?
Harry Potter, yeah.
Never seen a Harry Potter movie in my life.
Well.
Am I missing
man,
out?
I thought it was Lord of the Rings this whole time.
No, that's Schmeagle.
Damn. I'm dumb. Dobby free elf.
Right? Yeah. I'm a free elf.
Thought that was Lord of the Rings.
No.
Nah,
so,
Harry Potter.
Have you never seen Harry Potter, obviously. No. Have you seen Harry Potter?
I've seen maybe part of the first one.
I see Harry Potter porn parodies. Is that close?
I mean, I would count it.
Dude, they'll porn parody anything.
Well, it's amazing.
They got Game of Thrones porn.
Yeah. I like how Pornhub, they take their parody seriously. Like, it'll be like a movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, a lot of production.
They do, like, Avengers. And then they, like, when...
Do they have a Guardians of the Galaxy one? Because I'm going to fuck that green bitch.
There's enough porn in the universe. It's somewhere.
I feel like I've seen the green girl pop up somewhere.
Yeah.
If they stop making porn today, there's no way anyone be able... There's enough...
I've seen it all.
Yeah. No, you haven't. There's no way. If they could stop making porn, we'd never know.
I want to do it.
You want to make a porno and put it on Pornhub.
Porn. Yeah.
Put it on, like, amateur porn.
Yeah.
They offer decent money, man.
Well, I think you get way more money for fucking dudes, so I probably have to do that.
Okay.
Well, you do that already for free.
That's what I'm saying.
So now you're just going to start making money off mm-hmm. of it.
So when you're on your spiritual enlightenment, did you ever have any gay thoughts? Now, this is a dead-ass question. No. Did you ever think of, like, humans as just one entity, like... We should all just be one, and I should.
That's called pansexual. Like, if you just love whoever.
Yeah.
Brendan Urie, the lead singer for Pink, this guy's pansexual. So just there's no, he doesn't like girls, guys, whatever. He just like will love whatever.
So he likes girls. Oh, like trannies. It doesn't.
It don't matter. Yeah, literally no denomination. What's like, going on? Love is love.
Transsexuals.
Yeah, all that.
You hear Andrew Schultz's bit about trannies?
Which one?
where he's like, I don't understand why tranny is negative.
Yeah.
He's like...
Transsexual tranny.
Yeah.
Grandmother granny. He's like, we just like the short things.
He's like, you short things that we love.
Yeah.
And he's like, if the word's shorter than what we add to it, then it's offensive.
Yeah.
For instance, I'm not going to say blackie.
Jay, would you rather drink a cup of your dad's semen or your mom's period blood?
I'm a texture guy, so I'm gonna go blood.
I feel like that blood though is texture is kind of fucked up.
The texture, yeah,
because really it's not regular blood. It's like period. I think either way, your texture is kind of fucked.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, I'm never gonna get any of them down. Like I can't brush my teeth. Like, not even brush my tongue. I'll just brush my teeth and I start gagging.
Wow, it'd be a horrible gay.
Yeah. I mean, I try out a couple times just see what happened. A
couple dozen times.
See what the hype was about.
It didn't work out for me. But
if you were in a field armed with a baseball bat, how many 10-year-old bicycle helmets could you take out
before they overpowered you? Are they trying to kill you, or are they just trying to get you to the ground?
I mean, they're one and the same to me.
How old are these kids?
10.
No. What?
Because what's the difference?
If they get you to the ground, then it's over. They win. If they're trying to kill you, they're trying to kill you. It's not one and the same.
How does it affect how many you get?
Because you would go a lot more brutal if your life was on the line. That's why.
I mean, I don't want to be touched by all them 10-year-olds. The sticky little fucking hands, you know? I don't care what they're trying to do.
So it's the same level no matter what.
Yeah.
So basically, they're trying to kill you if they're trying to touch you.
They're trying to kill me.
Okay.
A little germ infested fucking hands. My parents are anti-vaxxers. I don't want them little fuckers near me.
All right, glad we cleared that up.
Oh, now that I'm 1-1, I'm feeling confident. I could at least get 8.
Yeah.
8?
8. Easily. Next question.
You're not that confident. 8 10-year-olds? I'm just a 5.
8 out of 10 people, 10-year-olds, right?
Or a little older?
Yeah, and some 10-year-olds, dude, are big.
But 8? Do you have any?
You said there's 10 of them, right?
No, there's unlimited of them.
Unlimited 10-year-olds.
Oh, okay. I thought you said...
No, your answer's 8. Doesn't matter. You thought there was 10. Why? It wouldn't change.
8 out of 10. Yeah. I was gonna say I could get 8 before...
But if there's 1,000, you can get 800. Is it the same percentage?
Exactly.
Matt. Weird.
So I have a bat, right?
Yeah.
It's
a wiffle ball bat.
I would never lose.
Yeah, you get tired.
No. I would never lose.
You would get tired.
I would not get tired.
If you could fuck something.
I could literally get my breath, drink a beer, and still continue to fuck these 10-year-olds. They're 10. I have a bat.
So you're going to fuck the 10-year-olds?
That's not what I said.
I'm going to kind of run that tape back.
That's not what I said.
Well, I'm gonna
I could fucking drink a beer and regain my breath and fuck these 10-year-olds up.
How do you know that you're going to get time to get your breath back?
Yeah, because I have a bat. 10-year-olds are
no, they come in waves. It's like the zombies. And
No, was never specified.
Yeah,
you're making your own story up now.
To make yourself look better.
No, okay, so if they're just come in all at once, or they come in, they're not coming in waves. They're coming all at once.
What's a 10-year-old size like, Justin?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
So I'd have to swing in a circle and just fuck them up.
Yeah, I just think you get tired.
Can I use my environment? Like, can I run up walls and can we be in a park? I'm in a park,
can you run up walls? Like, and can you do that?
Yeah.
Like, if there are the walls, are you able to?
Yeah, parkour. Back in the they used to call me parkour Nash, like, before I started hanging out with you guys. Yeah, it's a long story.
We got time.
It's a long story. So, if I'm running up walls with my bat, I can do this forever. I can do this all day.
I don't know, man.
Okay, so, by my rules, they're coming in waves. Every time, so it starts with one 10-year-old. How long would you last if it started with one, and then the next wave, 2? 30 seconds between each wave.
Oh, all of them. If they came in waves, I feel like I could take them all.
You think so?
Yeah.
But the rays run off over. So, like, after a while, you get... Okay, so let's say you get a minute between each wave.
And here's the thing.
A minute between each race. So the first wave, 1. Second wave, 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How long do you think you last?
Forever.
I'm out of shape. I still think 8. I could probably get 10 waves.
Now, realistically, yeah, I couldn't last forever.
I'm tired just sitting here talking.
Content kings. Content Kings. No, but I think I could last forever too. There's 10-year-olds aren't shit. One hit from a bat and they're gonna cry for mommy. Two hits, done. I sound like Dwight Schrute.
Do you see Oakland decriminalized mushrooms?
Oakland? I thought it was
Colorado?
Yeah.
So Colorado did, and then Oakland said, y'all think y'all did
hold
something.
Hold my beer.
Hold my cup of ayahuasca. Because they decriminalized ayahuasca, peyote, psilocybin mushrooms. Hell yeah.
I don't think that we're ready for this.
I think that we're beyond ready. It's just been around for fucking...
Well, here's the thing. People aren't going to do it because it's legal. People are...
That's what I'm saying. That's not going to change.
The people that are going to do it are going to do it. We're doing it anyway.
Well, 100%. That's why.
But
that's
now you can research it.
Yeah.
Now scientists will get into
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many studies that need to be done on that shit. They say it helps all kind of shit. PTSD, depression, people who smoke.
If you were a girl, would you have...
I'd be the biggest slut.
But I'm saying, would you always have a weapon on you?
A weapon?
Yeah. Like when girls don't have mace, I'm like, why?
No.
It's okay. So I was talking.
Why?
I was talking to one of my homegirls, right? And she was on her lunch break, so she went to like Royal Farms to get something to eat. There was a bunch of dudes in there, and they were just like saying stuff constantly. And she was like ignoring them, but they were like saying shit, and she's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not even gonna get anything because she was like in line, and they wouldn't leave her alone.
Yeah, that's
she's
so not gonna sad.
Get it. So she's like,
that makes
fuck
me
this.
So sad.
Fuck this. I'm not gonna get anything. So she gets in her car, and they start following her to her car. Blah, 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 still saying shit, right? So she gets her car, leaves. Goes to another place, and she gets her car and leaves. She's, like, real upset. She's, like, freaking out, anxiety. She's, like, was about to go back to work. She's, like, no, I'm just going to another gas station. They're at the other gas station.
Why were they gas station hopping?
Don't know. So she sat in her car, like, all right, fuck this. I'm just going to let them leave, get their shit and leave. It was a standoff. They're, like, waiting. They saw her. We're, like, waiting for her to get
out of the car. Mexican standoff.
Waiting for her to get out of the car. And I, like, made my blood boil. I was, like... I wish I was where I am because I just want to like walk you in to wherever you are and like make it a thing like these fucking dirtbags. Like,
that shit's so gross.
So man. I make like, and I think about like.
I can't even hit on a girl in public, much less like.
We always say like, how do people not feel like energy and vibes? Like when you're talking to someone that doesn't want to talk to you, or like you're texting a girl and you so happen to send her a really weird picture of your ass, you think that's okay?
You sent the girl a picture of your ass.
No, we have a friend. We have a friend.
I bet you I can name that. But we'll keep it.
I 100% you'd be 100% right. Or for the sake of our friend, who's on the edge all the time, we're not gonna say his name. We have a friend that was texting a girl back. Texting a girl back and forth. Boom, boom, boom. This girl never sent him a picture. She said they barely talked. All of a sudden, she gets a picture message, not Snapchat. Text of him lying on his bed, shirt on, middle of the day.
Hold
on. Okay, no, let me finish. Let me finish the picture, y'all. Let me finish the picture.
You just fucked me.
Laying on
up.
His bed, shirt on, no pants. Talking about this is how you take an ass selfie. Never reply to this person again.
Well, duh.
So, you know, she's like, I honestly stopped talking to white boys because of this picture right here. I was like, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think any nigga that I know would ever. I don't think any other of my friends would take this.
That's
like, don't
crazy.
Don't take this out on white people.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, that's not a race thing. That's a fucking him being a weirdo thing. You ever asked a girl a picture for a butthole?
No.
I send that text three times a day.
Yeah.
To Kelsey.
Ever get something?
But if I got it, I'd be pissed.
Ever get a nude that was like so extreme, you're like, I wasn't expecting this.
A what?
Like a nude that was like too extreme?
Yeah, this one time this girl had a dead bunny in her vagina.
I like how you called it a bunny.
You call it a rabbit?
Yeah, I would say a rabbit.
Bunny rabbit. That's all in today.
Either way, we're not going to talk about the dead rabbit in the vagina.
Yeah, he's mad about how I worded it.
I can't believe you said bunny and not rabbit.
Now I'm just
saying that didn't
happen.
Today.
You could imagine.
Well, there's two friends in our group that would get that picture. One of them sitting here.
Yeah, if someone happened to get a dead rabbit picture, vagina picture, it'd be you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're strange. What is the weirdest thing you've ever done to a girl that you like? As you did it, you're like, I just fucked this up.
What do you mean?
Like something you said or like an action that you did.
And I fucked
like,
this girl's sister one time. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do anything. I've never done anything wrong.
You, you definitely creeped a girl out.
No.
100%.
No way.
You, I believe you because you're so like you don't, I'm not saying you don't ever talk to girls. You don't talk to a girl, but you're like reserved about it.
I really am.
You know what I mean? Like you don't go smack. Like I tried it my hardest. Sometimes and I'm like, oh, why did I say that? Why
really?
Did I do that? Yeah.
Like what? You got something?
I play the numbers, so.
You want to meet my parents? Like after the first day?
I don't really, I know, like I do stuff and I real like maybe it'll be like a Instagram message, like something weird. Like,
drunk?
I guess because I'm, okay, so yes, we're drunk. And since I'm conscious, what I think is weird is totally different from what is laying on your stomach, taking an ass picture for a girl weird. You know what I mean?
That's bizarre.
So, like, my weird is different. So, I guess I can't even tell you my weird story because nothing compares to laying on your stomach with your ass out.
That's so weird.
Someone showed you this?
I can show you guys.
You had the picture.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
She sent it to me. It said, get your mans.
Oh, my God. That's so great. Come on. We're going to make that the cover photo of this podcast.
That. That right there is evil.
It's
alright. I'll show you after the podcast. It's
I have a feeling I'm gonna recognize something. The area of the room.
Oh no! I'm telling you, you guys are gonna look at it and be like, "Oh yeah." Sorry guys. You guys are probably listening. Like, damn, who the fuck's he talking about? I can't tell you.
Well, that's bold of you to assume someone's listening to this.
That's true. That's true. Damn, I had something else on my dock. Let me check my dock.
See what's going on in Sudan.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that?
I'm not gonna make a joke about.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
It's kind of, I haven't thought about it enough.
From what I heard, it's like they're trying to switch over their regime and make it a democratic government. So the peaceful protesters, so the person in charge.
You heard about this?
The person in charge is using the militia to take it to
the militia.
Militia? What did I say? Milita.
Milita. The militia. It's militia.
Sometimes, listen, so sometimes I feel like I say some really smart shit, right? And then sometimes I say milita.
Yeah, bro. Sometimes
I say addict instead of addict. Addict instead of addiction. I'm so stupid. I'm not smart anymore. Anyway, so they're using their milita to.
This president was in rule for 30 years and they overthrew him.
Yeah.
And the.
He's used his militia to, assault the peaceful protesters. These are peaceful protesters.
They opened fire on him, dude, and started slaughtering. Killed him like 118 people, started raping women.
Raping and men. There's like four or five men that got raped.
Dude, like.
Women and it's getting
raped.
Like
they're calling for national help. If the United States is supposed to step in and shit, like, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because it's like, crimes against humanity, you know? That president was, charged with war crimes and all kind of shit. Because he's done this shit before.
It sucks because this is why, that's why Trump's like, see? Does it help? Does it help in the immigrant case or does it hurt?
I think it helps.
Like, it helps them. Like,
why wouldn't we let them over here? Look what the fuck is going on. Like, right. I think it helps.
You think it helps?
Yeah.
Because it's not the actual immigrants that are at wild now.
No.
It's the citizens that want to leave.
Yeah. It's like.
Or change. That makes you appreciate where we are. You know what I mean?
100%.
Because how many bullshit protests have there been where you're maybe someone. Never.
Speaking of appreciation, we don't appreciate a lot. This girl I was sitting next to in training has a colostomy bag forever. Mm-hmm. She has no colon. She don't shit. She has to clean her shit out of a bag. So, I think we take that for granted.
Where were you at? Sitting next to her. Were you like...
Training.
Oh, really?
For my job.
Oh, she shouldn't work.
She shouldn't work?
No, we should give her money. To stay inside and not carry that thing around.
Pay her.
She's super hot. Would Does you fucking girl in the colostomy bag?
I fuck worse.
That's the answer.
If you would be keeping a buck... If we're being vulnerable,
I've had worse.
I've done stuff where girls like it'd make them more.
You know what? If you don't, you could probably fuck her in the ass and never have to worry about shit on your dick.
What if you did it and you fixed it? What if the key to her what if the key to her ass working again is having a dick in it?
Well, I'm here to help, baby.
You don't think she's tried that?
No. She probably tried everything.
Yeah. She's probably like, what's going on? Like,
so what fisting. Happens? So it just like falls out?
When no, what?
Explain to me what
the shit?
A common bag is. A common easy bag.
Common bag?
A communist bag.
Colostomy?
That's what I said.
Oh my god.
Explain what a communist bag is.
So instead of shitting, it's a bag where your shit pumps out into.
Oh, so she got a hole in her stomach?
So does she feel once she's shitting?
I don't know. I have so many more questions for her. We need to bring her on the cast because I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, the people need to know. So is there a tube in her intestine that goes into the bag?
I guess.
Does it build up?
I think that's the way it is.
So everything she eats, it breaks out in her stomach, and then after it breaks down, then it goes through the tube?
Yeah.
Or does it like...
I
it
would think, because you could...
Is she skinny?
Yeah, super skinny.
You know why? Nothing ever sits. It just slides through.
I don't know.
It's like a water park.
I feel like you would die if that was the case, though. You wouldn't last.
Nutrients.
Yeah.
You gotta eat nutrients.
Because even if she was doing vitamins or anything, it's going... It would be doing the same thing.
Yeah, I think it definitely digests.
Is she a vegan? That might be why.
No. Like, why's that them colon? Yeah. You know what's weird about corn? We just shit it right out. We don't get any nutritional value.
Yeah.
We just eat it because it tastes like butter and Old Bay.
Yeah. It doesn't, you never really break it down.
Never. Well, that's what they say about gum. They say you don't eat gum because it'll be in your stomach for 7 years or something. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, it would take 7 years to dissolve if it stayed in your stomach, but you just shit it out. I eat, by the way, when you hear a weird fact. Yes. I have eaten, swallowed.
Scat.
I've swallowed every
I heard you got a scat fetish.
I've swallowed every piece of gum I put in my mouth in the past 10 years.
Wow.
Really?
Do you guys remember that episode of Rugrats?
Dude, I can't not eat it. As soon as it's in my mouth, I chew it for a little bit, I swallow it. Every single time.
You're a weird bitch.
Every single time.
You're a weird bitch.
The past 10 years, dude. So I know it's safe because I'd be dead.
So you're definitely
sometimes I shit these giant bubbles that float around.
You're definitely a swallower, not a spitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, come on.
Do you guys remember that episode of
Rugrats? That's so dumb. That is so dumb. It's already in your mouth. They're just going to spit it out. The worst part would be holding it in your mouth. Thing. But the worst part would be holding it in your mouth.
What'd you say?
It's a texture thing.
Explain.
No, explain why.
What? Okay. Like, it's the same as like brushing your teeth. You feel that shit build up.
It's exactly
how many dicks have you sucked to figure out the texture?
8 or 9.
It's a texture thing. It's a texture thing.
He said it's the same.
You never like... Fucking gotten a little bit of cum on yourself by accident.
And then licked it
I
up.
I mean, no.
Yo, no.
You're like, what do you
what
mean?
What are you saying? And you never recorded, right?
You've never felt your own cum. Like, whether you had to fucking pull out and it just came out and you... I mean, I've cum on my own face before. We've had this conversation.
I mean, sometimes I'll come on like a piece of construction paper.
I didn't mean to do it, but it happened. Sometimes it didn't go in my mouth, but it almost hit my eye.
Just go with you. Dude, thank God you got that little scruffy beard, huh?
It's like a I didn't buffer. Have that then. I was young. So I'll tell the story because it seems weird that I just
clear this up. It was one time. Weird.
Yeah. So I was having sex. And
why'd you say it like it was taboo? You nut on your face.
Consensually?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we call check.
And this person was on top.
Okay.
And I was about to come. So I was like, I'm about to come.
Oh.
And
it hit from the momentum.
So then I
what position were you in?
She was on top.
She was on top.
Okay.
And I was like about to, and I kept saying it, and she wasn't happy. She's like,
I
oh,
hate
yeah. And
that.
I'm like, no, yeah. Seriously, like,
I hate that.
Bitch, I'm not lying.
This is not a fucking
get
false
off
alarm.
Of me. Yeah.
What am I doing?
So I threw her off of me, and as I threw
that's
her,
rape.
My dick.
Get off me.
Was
bitch,
like,
I'm about to come.
And it just,
yeah, don't, the blah.
Yeah, it got.
And you're young too, so it was like blah.
It was a lot of blah.
What, do you come different now that you're older?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm not.
Do you got
not,
a lot of velocity, or do you just dribble out?
It depends how long I go without having sex and or jerking off.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like every time I could hit the fucking ceiling.
Really?
Yeah.
It depends. It depends what position I'm in.
Hmm. You ever came on yourself on your face?
Not like that nigga described it.
I mean, I'm not proud, but
no,
it happened.
I've had a girl on top.
I don't think
me.
It's a big deal. I mean, I've never done it, but I can see it happening.
It clearly wasn't like I was like doing it and trying to shoot myself.
Can you suck your own dick?
Probably.
You never tried?
But I haven't tried it.
Try it right now.
Wait a minute.
Was there a rumor that Eddie Marilyn Manson
took
his ribs out. But what the fuck's his name? Eddie Murphy could suck his own dick, and he'd say he did, but it'd be gay if not in his mouth. He's only gay if you're not in your mouth.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You agree? Would you suck your own dick if you could suck your own dick?
I don't think I
would. Content Kings.
No, I can suck my own dick.
You say you figured it out.
Yeah. But I'm not, like, good at it. It's, like, hard. I can't really reach it, you know? It's just kind of, like, me nibbling on
my head. I love that you're so... I think I'm vulnerable in this podcast. And I love how vulnerable you are, man. Yeah, it makes this a lot easier. So, thank you.
Uh-huh.
So, you don't think you're gay?
Uh-uh.
Right, because if you...
Okay. I jerk myself off.
But you had a dick in your mouth.
My dick.
What do you think?
I mean, you eat ass, so you just...
Would you eat your own ass if you could eat your own ass?
No, that's gross.
Yeah, the dick in the mouth is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but way cleaner than my ass.
Would you suck your own dick if you could suck your own dick? I don't think I would either. I think that's gay. I think you're gay.
I mean, I don't do it. I just did it to see if I could do it, and I did it.
How many times did you do it?
Once. Oh, because again, okay, it's not easy. My neck's hurting.
So you were like full, you know, on. You were full on hard.
So did you think of? So were you jerking off? And you're like, this is not enough. I need more.
It was just curiosity, curiosity. Because
so
I'm like,
so you had a plan. You're like, today I'm gonna try to suck my dick.
I was planning it out for a few weeks, doing a lot of stretches.
Yeah, I was gonna say. No, I'm just kidding. Did you figure it out first try, or did you try certain angles and then figure out an angle that worked?
I figured it out in the first try, more or less. It wasn't easy.
Okay. Well, congratulations, man.
Thanks, man. I feel like everybody can.
See, you didn't practice? You're like, oh, I suck at this?
No, it was just like one and done, you know? I was like, I don't want to be doing this, you know?
It's too late.
All right, I sucked one dick and all this stuff happened.
You sucked your dick, you're like, this ain't right.
I felt like I needed Jesus more than ever. I felt like God was definitely watching.
When we were talking about your spiritual journey, you didn't even know that I stopped by your house during that journey.
You kicked me out.
Yeah, you did kick me. I called him to be like, should I go? I like talked to him and everything. I show up, and you still just
sucking his own dick.
Don't tell this story.
I'm wearing a shirt, and it's the North Carolina Tar Heels, and you're going on and on about how your dad loved the UNC Tar Heels, and I'm sitting there with the shirt.
North Carolina.
Yeah. I'm sitting there with the shirt, and you're like, had no idea. And you're like talking about it and just going on and on. I'm like, this is really weird. I'm in a full UNC. I had UNC shorts on.
Oh, so he didn't go in the tirade because you had the shirt on. He was just talking.
He just was talking. You're just talking. I'm like, I feel like, because I called him because I wasn't going to come. Because I'm like, this dude's weird. Balling and out. I wasn't going to come, but like something sent me there.
Weird.
And I was in full UNC outfit.
That is weird.
It was weird. And you were going on and on. I'm like,
maybe subconsciously you did see it.
Huh? Maybe. He was on, like I said.
I couldn't tell you. I wasn't there.
He was on his spiritual journey, so he didn't. But I was like calling out. I'm like, dude, I don't think I should go. But
I was like, I'm going to go. Fuck anybody that's over there. I was big mad.
Yeah, he was upset with you because you kicked him out.
He wasn't upset because I kicked him out. He was upset with what was going on.
I was upset with all. But like I said before, man. I said, you know, that was a lot. That was the first time for a lot of people. They didn't know what the fuck was going on. You know what I mean? It was a crazy time, man. 2017, that was a crazy year.
Mama, we made it.
Yeah, look at you now.
Look at me now.
Northrop Grumman.
I only got Northrop Grumman with a face tattoo.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Came a long way. Sooner or later, you're going to do ayahuasca and realize you don't want to work at Northrop Grumman.
I'm going to try to do it by the end of this year, for sure. I'm going to go to Peru and do the ayahuasca.
Nice.
Yeah.
My coworker just went to Peru. He left because, like, his dad died. He's gone for 2 months. And I was like, damn, that's dope. I was like, so when you're there, you're going to hit the beaches up and stuff like that? He's like, nah, it's winter there. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, it's just winter. I was like, I still don't, my brain still doesn't work.
I don't get that.
Yeah, like my brain don't work. Like, it's nice here. He's like, yeah, but there, I was like, no. Like, I don't get, the weather changes and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I get the concept.
I can't even get time changed.
Well, that's the thing. How's the world flat if shit like that is happening? So, like, how is the sun, did they say the sun still revolve, it can't revolve around the earth, right? It can't revolve around something flat. So how are you getting the backside of the sun?
I don't know, Najee.
We're flat.
Isn't the sun closer to the earth in the winter? We're just on the backside of it.
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
So it's rotating, and we're on, it's like, say this is the center, and say this is where we are. We're at this mountain symbol. It's closer to the Earth, but we're on the back side of it. That's why it's winter. Learn something.
We're educational over here.
Yeah, see? I don't know how to say militia, but...
The militia?
Yeah.
I kind of like it better.
I think that's... I pronounce that words out how I see them. That's how it should be. English language is stupid.
Yeah.
Right? Right now we're talking about English language. So.
Wrap it up. All
right, peoples. It's been another episode of the Broke Boys Podcast.
Thanks for coming, Jake.
We never really...
Appreciate it.
Jake really doesn't like Kelsey because he never really told us why he loves her. But other than that, it's a good episode.
Just like a dick from the back.
If you see Ryan, congratulate him for his promotion. And we're out of here. Don't light yourself on fire. It's Broke Boys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.